and no one can worship you for me. Hallelujah. You, Lord, you are worthy. And no one can worship you for me. For all the things you've done for me, and no one can worship you for me. You, Lord, you are worthy, and no one can worship you for me. For all the things you've done for me, and no one can worship you for me. Here is my worship, all of my worship. Receive my worship, all of my worship. Here is my worship, all of my worship. Receive my worship, all of my worship. For you, Lord, you are worthy, and no one can worship you for me. Yes, for all the things you've done for me, oh, and no one can worship you for me. Here is my worship, all of my worship. Receive my worship, all of my worship. Here is my worship, all of my worship. Receive my worship, said all of my worship. And I will not be silent. I will always worship you as long as I am breathing. I will always worship you. I will not be silent. I will always worship you. As long as I am breathing, I will always worship you. I will not be silent, 'cause I will always worship you. As long as I am breathing, I will always worship you. I will not be silent. I will always worship. worship you. As long as I am breathing, I will always worship you. Here is my worship, yes, all of my worship. Receive my worship, O Lord, all of my worship. Here is my worship, all of my worship. Receive my worship, all of my worship. For you, Lord, you are worthy. No one can worship you for me. For all the things you've done for me, oh Lord, no one can worship you for me. Here is my worship, all of my worship. Receive my worship, all of my worship. And I will not be silent. I will always worship you. As long as I am breathing, I will always worship you. I will not be silent. I will always worship you. I will not be silent. I will always worship you. As long as I have breath in my body, I will always worship you. Here is my worship, all of my worship. Receive my worship, all of my worship. For you, Lord, you are worthy. Hallelujah. I will not be silent. Whoever believes in the Lord, the scripture says, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Reach deep in the well and let a river flow from your belly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Reach and release worship this morning. Reach and release worship this morning. Reach and release worship this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For you, Lord, you are worthy. No one can worship you for me. Hallelujah. For all the things you've done for me, no one can worship you for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 30:12 says, so I will not be silent. I will praise you. Lord, you are my God. I will give thanks forever and ever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Greeter, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning, Minister Rosam. Yes, yes. I will worship him. Release, release, release. Worship him. I will reach, release, and worship him this morning. I am so happy this morning. I just thank you for that. Good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday to each and everyone. Minister Rosam, happy. I'm so glad you're joining us this morning on this, on the Good morning. Good morning again, and happy Tuesday. I just want to say thank you. Thank you this morning. God, what a peace Tuesday. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning and thank you. We thank you for we can worship you this morning. We love you this morning. We rejoice, Lord, always. We will meditate good things worthy of praise. We thank you this morning for the love, for the two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone, for their vision for the Master Call Monday through Friday. We pray for the speaker about the download of word this morning in the telecommunications sanctuary. We pray, God, for every prayer warrior guest that took the time out to join us this morning. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family for sharing artists' life worldwide with everyone. We pray for Mother Aura. We pray for Mother Joseph. We pray for Mother Scott. We pray for Mother Eleanor, Lord. Lord, we pray for every sick and shut in this morning. We pray for the bereaving family. Hallelujah. God is good. It's good to be good. It's good to do good. God is good all the time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister. Cynthia, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Oh, that's my directional sister from not old, just any old place in New York, but from the Bronx. And we thank you so much for greeting our family this morning and for your powerful prayer. And Minister Rockland, thank you so much. Yes, we give God all of our worship. So thank you for ushering us in praise on this, our 24th day of our fast. Well, good morning, my TMC family. This is Minister Willa here in Tampa, and I greet you with, on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. Well, this call was founded, oh my gosh, can you believe it will be 10 years in October 2010, that's when it was founded, by our two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we stand on the scripture verse, excuse me, and that scripture verse is Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and that statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, all of, we have a website, which is a wonderful thing, such a blessing, because all the messages from the inception of this call have been archived on the website. You can also go there to read the bios of all of our speakers. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. God always blesses Dr. Vanessa with a theme for our year. And this year, our theme is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us. The evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Now, if you feel blessed of the Lord to be a part of this ministry, oh my God, I'm sure that he has laid it on your heart, because there's something for everyone here. So if he's blessed you to be a greeter, as you heard Minister Cynthia so beautifully do, or if he's blessed you to be a host, as I am doing, or perhaps he's put a song in your heart as a worship leader, as you heard Minister Roslyn do earlier. Or maybe, just maybe, he has given you a word from the Lord. And this is a wonderful platform to share all of that. Well, if that is you, and if God has been tugging on your heart, you can submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will be in contact with you. Also, this is the place, info at themasterscall.net. It's also where you would send your praise reports and your prayer requests. But please know that we are here after the call on Fridays, during the second half, to receive your prayer requests and Praise Reports Live. Now, this company, which was once called Artist International, is now Artist Life, and it was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 29 years ago. And to find out more about the healthy products or about the opportunity in Artist Life, get with the person who told you about this call, and I'm sure they would love to share that information with you. There's a call following this call, and it's the New Morning Motivational Call, and that's held every Monday through Friday, as I said, right after this call. And you will learn a lot at that call, a lot of vital information to help you benefit the products, and I'm sure learn more about the opportunity in Artist Life. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, that's 712-770-4005. Excuse me. And the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. Again, the PIN is 294-617-POUND. We also have a bypass number. And if you need that bypass number, it is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. And today is Presidential Tuesday. Well, so much for the announcements. I'm going to get on over and introduce you to our speaker, who is none other than Pastor Everett Thomas. And Pastor Everett Thomas is an ordained minister who has been preaching for well over 35 years. He is currently the senior pastor at Mercy House Church in Ecorse, Michigan. He is the founder of Jehovah Jireh Ministries, and he is committed to serving the community. He has been married to his lovely wife, Cheryl, for over 20 years, or maybe over 25 years by now. And his mission is to be used of God to transform lives. And he's been used of God to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body. And that can be found, that scripture that he stands on, can be found in 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 27. Again, our speaker for this morning is Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor Everett, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you as well. Thank you for the warm introduction as well. And I want to acknowledge also Minister Rosner for leading us in praise and worship, and Minister Cynthia Cox for greeting us. And we thank God for the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. B.K. Roberts Patton. It is a blessing to be here. To God be the glory. Amen. We want to invite your attention to Ephesians chapter 4, and looking at verses 20 through 24. And it reads, "But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness." Amen. Our subject this morning is off with the old, on with the new. Off with the old, on with the new. Christian life is a process of change and growth toward maturity. God does not make us perfect the moment we accept Christ as Savior. Instead, he transforms our old selves. The old man, quote-unquote, the sin nature, is taken off like a dirty piece of clothing. And in its place, we put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. We wear that new man like a clean piece of clothing in all areas of our lives. At times, we may forget about the new clothing and allow sin to get us dirty, but we can go back to God for cleansing. At other times, that new clothing reminds us of our new identity in Christ and helps us make right choices. We should be maturing in our Christian lives, finding that the new clothing is comfortable and that wearing it is second nature. We must never stop seeking to become more mature in Christ. Understand this, that the process do last a lifetime. So looking at this new year, yes, we are coming along in this new year. Today is the 28th, and we're not just beginning. We've already begun, but we need to be reminded that because this is 2020, we ought to be looking forward to new doors opening up. We cannot grow if we continue to hold on to that which is old, that which is past, behind us, and move forward. We cannot continue our journey in newness of life that God spoke to us through Paul in Romans chapter 6. Let's see what Romans chapter 6 says about that. Romans chapter 6, and we look at that fourth verse. It says, therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. So we are dead to sin and we are alive to God. And the enemy wants to get us off track and help us to not believe the fact that we are new and walking in newness of life. He gets us sometimes distracted and focusing on the wrong things, things we cannot change. And we have to realize that God has changed us from the inside out. So we have to be about putting off the old man, whatever, that old man of sin nature, and realize, amen, that we need to put on that which is new. So off with the old. Help me, somebody. On with the new. Amen. So much to look forward to if we let go and let God march us forward into what's ahead. Amen. Amen. Paul also said we press on. And I always say the blessing is in the pressing. We have to learn to keep looking ahead, looking forward to what's going to happen in our lives that is brand spanking new. Amen. Just something about new. You get a new car, something about the newness of that new car, that new aroma and the newness of the automobile. Amen. So I just want to encourage us today, amen, to let go of that old clothing, as the writer says, and put on the new clothing. There's something about newness. I remember as a child, we looked forward to Easter, getting that new Easter outfit. Amen. Amen. Even though we have the need for some new shoes, sometimes way before Easter, but our parents say, well, just hold on. Easter's on the way. So we have to wait till Easter time, kind of get something new, a new suit, new pair of shoes, whatever it was. It's just something, amen, about newness. And so we are encouraged to put off the old and on with the new. What's new about you? Have you changed anything yet? I know we're in the beginning of the new year, but have we been diligently trying, putting off that old person, that old attitude, and put on a newness? Like, I remember, you know, sometimes we go through a lot of trauma, have a lot on our minds, and sometimes we just can't change some of the things. I remember on my job, I'm a driver for one of the companies, so I pick up somebody and take them to the airport. and not realizing that my confidence wasn't showing my newness, my new attitude. And the pastor said, why don't you smile? I said, wow, am I looking that bad? You know, so sometimes we have so much going on around us and about us, we forget that we have the joy of the Lord. And so sometimes we have to learn to put on a new smile, put on a new attitude, realize who we are representing. Amen. Everywhere we go, that God is indeed depending on us to represent Him in every area of our lives. So we have to be reminded. It was embarrassing, yes. Pastor, tell me to smile. And I'm offering this service. I shouldn't have to be told to smile. I'm supposed to be greeting people, good morning, good afternoon, whatever it is. Amen. Welcome. Come on. You know. But things happen. You know, stuff happens to cause us sometimes to focus on things that we need to let go of instead of focus on. This is a new day. This is a day, amen, that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. And so, amen. So off with that which is old, and put on that newness of life. I just want to encourage somebody today. Amen. This is a new day. We all have a new attitude. No matter what happened yesterday, last year, last week. Amen. Come on, somebody. Even yesterday, this is a new day. Amen. I was talking to someone the other day, and I'm in Michigan, and, you know, the Michigan weather, the seasons do change. So we can expect almost anything in the wintertime, snow and cold weather. So the weatherman said, this is the beginning of last week, said that the upcoming weekend is going to be a storm. It's going to be really, really snowy and what have you. And she asked me, are you ready for the storm that's coming up next weekend? And I told her, I said, we have to learn to live one day at a time. The weekend's not here yet. We don't know what's going to happen. I mean, the weatherman does their job. Sometimes they get it. Sometimes they don't. So this past weekend, it was not a storm. It was a pleasant, a little chilly, yes, but it was pleasant. So instead of getting rid of something that, you know, getting ready for something that has yet to come, yes, there's nothing wrong with planning ahead, but we cannot put so much confidence in the weatherman. Talking about a storm, well, this is a winter time. If it's a storm, it's going to storm. Just prepare for it. Just, amen. But people, amen, get so bent out of shape and like this is going to be doomsday coming up in the weekend. Amen. So we have to change our attitude. Say, well, what happens will happen. You know, amen. God just will help me to prepare for that coming weekend. So we have to learn that the past is a canceled check, and the future is a promissory note. We have to learn to live one day at a time and just remind ourselves, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new if we are in Christ. And Colossians chapter 3. Let's see what Colossians have to say. Amen. As we continue our study here, Colossians chapter 3. Let's start at verse 8. Colossians 3. And it says, but now you yourselves are to put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Wow. Then it goes on, therefore, as the elect of God, verse 12, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. So, yes, we have to say off with the old, on with the new. Amen, amen. This is a new opportunity. We just had our conference and looking at newness of our company, Artist Life, this past weekend. So, amen. Thank God for what we learned in the past. But this is a new opportunity, amen, with our compensation plan and other things. But what are we going to do new this year that we didn't do last year? Are there some things that we need to do better, to do more of, to accomplish our goals? Amen, amen. So don't hold your head down and say, I didn't achieve that rank or that goal that I set out to you out. This is a new day. Come on, somebody. This is a new year. This is a new decade. So realize that God has given us a new opportunity, another opportunity to make something happen. Isn't that good news? Amen. So off with the old, on with the new. Amen. Just thank God. God gave us a new day. Amen. A new opportunity to make something happen. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we have to learn that some of those clothes we think we're going to wear again, we're not going to wear again. Get rid of that old wardrobe and replace it with something new. Amen, somebody. I mean, most of us have a lot of things in our closet, shoes in the closet, that somebody else could be wearing. But we're going to hold on to the old, think they're going to come back in style, or think we're going to fit it again, or whatever. But just want to remind us, get rid of that clutter, get rid of those things that we know, amen, we can't use anymore. Amen, so many things that I have yet to get rid of, some things I need to throw away, I have yet to throw away. You know, and hold on to it for years and years. You know, one day I'm going to get to it. And I heard about people saying that one day I'm going to do this. One of these days I'm going to get rid of this. And, you know, so we have to learn to stop procrastinating and get rid of that which is old and embrace that which is new. Romans chapter 13. Let's look at chapter 13 of Romans, starting at verse 11. Let's look at, yes, the verse. It says, do this, knowing the time that now is, it is high time to wake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in reverie and drunkenness, but not in lewdness and lust, not in strife, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. So, amen. We have a charge. We have a commission, if you would, a challenge, if you would, to put off that old, whatever that old is in our lives, and on with the new. Yes, let's say that again, off with the old, on with the new. God bless your heart. May God smile upon you. Back to you, Minister Willard.
Thank you so much, Pastor Everett, for that amazing word you gave us, off with the old and on with the new. And you just sent me through my closet. I know that it's under pressure, and I need to get rid of some stuff. So we just thank God and for you and for your message. And I will call you back to give us our benediction. But let's now go to God in prayer over our prayer requests. Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Father, that it is through you that we move and we breathe and we have our very being. Father, we thank you, hallelujah, for each and every family member who's on the call. We thank you, Lord, for that rich word that Pastor Everett brought to us. Now, Father, will you just touch him in a mighty way? Will you continue to order his footsteps? Will you continue to bless his ministries and those with whom he comes in contact? Will you continue to be with his wife, Cheryl, and his entire family? Touch his sister, Jerry, in a mighty way, Father, because we know that healing is the children's bread and healing is in your wings, Father. So, Father, do something amazing in his life today. Father, we thank you so much for this 24th day of our fast. We thank you, Father, how you have sustained us. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts, Father, who you put it on her path and who you put it on her mind for us to fast, oh God. Father, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa, whom they work collaboratively together to put this fast together for us, Lord. We thank you for the scripture verses that you have downloaded in Dr. Vanessa's heart. So, Father, today, oh God, before we even ask you for anything, we ask that you please forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father, because you said that in doing so, Lord, that you don't remember our sins anymore. So, Father, we want to be like you. We want to live like you. So we pray, dear God, as we are praying today, that we finish this week strong, Lord. Father, that those who have businesses, oh God, they finish their business strong. Bring them in prospects. Bring them in new contacts from the north, south, east, and west. Father, we pray that you fill them with your spirit, us with your spirit, your excellence, effectiveness to complete the assignments that you have for us. Father, we pray that we operate like Jesus as servant leaders in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the total success of the February Super Saturday and extravaganza. Father, we pray that the prospects come out to each gathering, Lord. We pray, oh God, that everything is in working order. Father, that the weather is conducive for traveling, Lord, that the video and audio equipment, Lord, and just everything works to your perfection as you would have to do, because you said you want us to do everything decently and in order. Lord, we pray for us as ministers in the marketplace that the anointing of the Holy Spirit falls upon each and every one of us, Father, and that each and every meeting that is held, that there is an anointing on it from the beginning and the end. Father, we thank you for the past conference that we just had, Lord. And Father, we thank you that you blessed it from the beginning all the way to the church service. And Father, that you blessed everyone in a special way who had anything to do with it. Now, Father, we pray for increase. We pray for increase because you said increase is of the Lord. And, Lord, that you send the prosperity. Father, and then we lift up our family members. Father, we lift up our bereaved families. We continue to lift up Dee Lee and her family, Minister Wanda and her family. And, Father, we know the world is praying for Kobe Bryant's family as well as the other families who are on that plane. Father, you know I've often heard Dr. Vanessa say we cannot put a period, a comma, where you have put a period. So bless them with peace that surpasses all understanding. Father, we lift up our blessed to be well family members, that you touch them in a mighty special way. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for Mother Josie and Mother Oliver and Mother Blackwell. Lord, thank you for these mothers, oh God. These mothers, Lord, oh my God, who have been a blessing to us in a mighty way. Now, God, we lift up each and every family member who has joined us today, that you bless us as we go out to do those things which you have called us to do. We give you praise and we call it done. It is in Jesus' name we pray, the name that never, ever loses its power. Hallelujah and amen. Well, my family, you're going to want to go back and hear that message today. And so in order to hear the playback, you go to 712-432-1085. And the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Again, 712-432-1085. And the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Remember, the new morning motivational call is immediately following this call. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. Again, thank you, Minister Roslyn, for ushering us in with praise and worship this morning. Thank you, Minister Cynthia, for greeting everyone and opening this call with prayer. And thank you, Pastor Everett, once again, for the amazing on-time message that you gave us this morning. And family, as I always say, from my heart to yours, you just truly have to know that I really do love me some you. Pastor Everett, will you please come and close us with a benediction?
May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, power, and prosperity. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Amen.